The ninth day of Sfira, the requirement needed for learning Torah is Bishimush Chachamim, with serving the sages that are wise Torah scholars. And the idea being that it's very nice that a person may want to sit in the study hall all day and listen to lectures. But there are certain things that a person cannot learn from sitting in the study hall. There are certain things the Torah commands us or teaches us in our day-to-day lives. And the true understanding of that cannot necessarily be grasped unless you see it in action. You have somebody to set an example for you. You can see how the true Torah scholar acts and he behaves in his day-to-day life in mundane actions. And even though we have lofty ideas of sitting in the study hall and learning all day, we have to limit our learning to do things which might seem beneath us and not on our level, in order to serve the Torah scholar, in order to learn from his ways. Which really brings us to the sphere of the day, Gevura Shebegvura, the strength within the strength, or the judgment within the judgment. As we have to realize that everything that God does, even those scary things, they're not for no reason. Sometimes there are natural disasters or terror attacks we shouldn't see anymore, or other things that happen in the world. We have to realize that they're all intended with a specific purpose of straightening us out. And if we would delve into it and try to really comprehend and to dissect what God is teaching us, there's a lesson to be learned, and it's always coming to show us that we have to take the fear and realize that there is something to be afraid of. There is a judge in heaven. But not only that, sometimes where we want to strengthen ourselves in our resolve, in our service of Hashem, it might go beyond where it's supposed to. A person might decide, okay, I'm going to forget about my obligations to my family, to my community, to whatever it is. I'm just going to go and close myself in a room and sit and learn nonstop. I'm not going to do anything. A person has to realize that he was put in a world, he's put in a situation with other thing, where other things are expected of him. And those things that are expected of him are not only expected by his family, by his community and others, rather it's expected by him, by God, who placed him in that situation. And if a person will completely close himself off, will overcome and strengthen himself above the desires and the needs of this world too much, then he might come to transgress by not keeping the will of God in other places. And therefore a person has to be very careful to limit the amount he limits his pleasures and his interactions with others.